This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9. Hello and good morning. Welcome to The Morning Run. If you've just joined us, I'm Melissa Idris with Joyce Go and Sherrod Cotton. It's coming up to 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on Monday, the 14th of May. Lots of you will be back at work this morning. And we also have, I guess, the Prime Minister hard at work, the new Prime Minister hard at work, laying down the law, wanting a clean government, which is the headline of The Star this morning. Clean up of the government,
I think the press corps is also expecting him to punch in, or wondering if he's going to do that famous punch card.
Oh, no. I think technology has moved beyond punching cards at this moment. But on the theme of combating corruption, as we take a look at the front pages of the papers this morning, The Star has clean up the government. The Sun also has the headline, It's Clean Up Time, as well as Sina Harian.
Yeah, Malay Mail also has Dr. M lays down the law. That's on the front page of the Malay Mail.
I think most of the papers have pretty much the same front pages.
Yeah.
They all kind of focusing
almost
on
all
the
of
new
them,
government.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is looking at the New Straits Times. Now look at the New Straits Times. It's got Dr. Mathew's face there. Unusual. It hasn't had had him and or in such a complimentary frame for a long time. Page 3 has an ad from Petronas. Congratulations, Yang Amat Berhormat Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the 7th Prime Minister of Malaysia.
That's very curious because I've been actually keeping an eye out on whether GLCs will come out to publicly congratulate the new Prime Minister. That's one of the first few that I've seen.
And also the photo shows the Twin Towers is back.
Acknowledging the Twin Towers
they
are back.
They tried to Photoshop it out of... Also, I think very interesting in the NST on page 24 is the global movement of a Moderates Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's come up with a statement on the Surabaya bombings. But what's important is what the GMM is all about. Remember, it is the creation of Najib Razak, the former Prime Minister. And if you remember, the person who led it was Saifuddin Abdullah. And he left UMNO. He left the GMM and joined Pakatan. He, you know, took a very brave stance all those years ago. Mm. He became the secretary the secretary general of the
Pakatan
Harapan. The man who replaced him was from PAS,
Nasruddin
Mat Isa,
yes.
Who, of course, is often said to be one of the voices in PAS promoting Malay unity and cooperation between PAS and UMNO. So he got that role in GMM.
Interesting. So all this was in NST. Very interesting. And I think it's really crucial that we take a look at this so-called brave new world of media freedom and what it means for the, politically linked media groups. We actually have on the line to help us make sense of this brave new world, Gayathri Venkateswaran, assistant professor in media and communications from the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Good morning, Gaya. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'd like to get your thoughts initially on what you've made of the obvious changes in the tone of reportage in the media in this past few days.
Yeah, good morning. And I think that actually we started seeing this as the results were coming in on the 9th of May with some of the TV stations, and certainly after. So for our group who's been doing monitoring of the media coverage of the elections, the change is remarkable. I mean, in the sense that you flip the pages the day after, and all of a sudden, Mahathir is in a very good position. But just a day before, he was, cast as this evil, leading an evil concoction with DAP, and sort of like real transformation in the way that Mahathir and Pakatan had been portrayed by a number of papers and media. And so this, as soon as he was named as the Prime Minister, he had the swearing-in ceremony. And you could see how his interaction with the media also opened up a new, experience that had not been there for a few years when it comes to media engagement with the Prime Minister face-to-face. And that sort of like gave a lot of people a sense of, this getting to know the Prime Minister and hearing from the Prime Minister, taking all the kinds of questions coming from the journalists. But I
interrupt you here, Gaia. Yeah. You know, of course, you know, the mainstream media and media associated with the Barisan National Government has been bleeding support and circulation since 2008, right? Because of the kinds of the kind of positioning they had with regard to the politics of the day. Now, at this point in time, with the actual loss of Barisan, what do you think is going to happen to the mainstream media? What's going to happen to the NSTs, the STARs, and those vehicles that have promoted the Barisan National Government? And the question is, even if they turn in terms of the tone, can they recoup their credibility?
Yeah, so I think that, I guess there's two parts to what they should do and what they are actually doing. So I think that some have made statements to say that, for example, Utsan, yeah, to say, oh, there's a need for us to restructure, we have to reflect, we have to be relevant. And I think that's really the issue, that the newspapers and the media, the mainstream media, have not been relevant. And we can see, because despite the constant bombarding of the messaging for the last two decades, yeah, I think we should go back to 1998, actually. So despite the constant bombardment, I mean, the kinds of results you see happening on 9th of May basically told the media, you are not relevant, right? We are finding different ways. The issues are far greater than you have ignored all this while. And I think that really is something the media companies need to reflect upon. So I think it's smart for Utsan to say, okay, there's a need for us to restructure because it's the most obvious. But I think the others are going to have a serious need to really review their position. And I think there's going to be a lot of movement around in terms of you know, changes in ownership as far as like shareholding is concerned. I think there will be some. But I also think that, you know, for example, you know, just in the last 2 days, a keyword search would, you know, bring up the mention of 1MDB so many more times than it has in the last 1 year. Where were all this media reporting on all of these issues, with the exception of some, of course. I mean, there are definitely those like BFM, CNR, and some of the other media outlets online that have been trying to push this issue.
Gaia, so I think that, sorry, just to jump in, do you see new media companies entering into the scene or the non-mainstream media expanding further?
I think that what we need to actually keep an eye on is how much of the promises by Pakatan will actually translate into real change. So, for example, saying that we do support press freedom is not enough because, you know, there are too many laws and restrictions that actually need to be dismantled. So we need to see what commitments they actually make, because in order for new companies to come out, there will be a lot of interest, I believe. There will be a lot of interest to make sure that it is possible for these media companies, whether they are small startups, big ones, community-based, online. What will be the new legal landscape that these companies will be coming into, or new media outlets?
Again, one of the things that we're seeing, of course, is that possibilities is that a new normal is going to be established. Everybody's going to be balanced. Everybody's going to be fair, critical. Everybody can do a grill. I mean, there will be a grill on every...
Are you worried, Sharad?
Well, I mean, should BFM, Gaia, be worried? What happens to us who, you know, who used to set the pace, now when everybody's leveled up, everybody can grill, fry.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I think for the citizens, that would be fantastic, right? Because there's competition. Everyone is trying to beat the other in order to get the stories out and get the real issues. But I think that, you know, there's a little bit of a gap, or maybe a huge gap, as far as the ability of the industry to deliver. And I'm talking about the human resources, the human capital. You know, sometimes listening to the questions that are being asked, you also wonder, do we actually need to retrain some of the journalists and the editors, right? Mm. So I think that gap needs to be filled as well. And I think that the media industry needs to also say, well, you know, let's take this opportunity and set a rather high standard when it comes to professionalism and ethical practices. Now, that is not actually easy. So I think that, you know, maybe BFM may have a lead. You know, Malaysia Kini has a lead.
Ooh, that's good.
Maybe, she says.
Well, I'm going to take that as a positive note. Gaia, I also want to get your thoughts very quickly on the Anti-Fake News Act. One of the things that I had been really hoping for from this new government is for them to announce that they were going to abolish the Anti-Fake News Act. Yesterday, Dr. Mahathir said that, in fact, they were looking at giving a clearer definition, or a proper definition, of what fake news constitutes. What are your thoughts on that?
the law should be ditched. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think it's very disappointing that after a few days of saying that, you know, we definitely want to, you know, reform, and to come back and say, yeah, you know, maybe we need to review this. It doesn't need to be reviewed. It is a bad law. It was a law that was designed primarily to keep critics out in the build-up to the elections and possibly post-elections. And I think that there is no doubt whatsoever that laws like the Interstate Use Law has to go. And actually, some other very major reforms need to happen with some of the other laws, if not to repeal, for example, the DVPA. So I think that it's not encouraging that, you know, you're sort of like saying, we need to relook this law because it is fundamentally problematic.
Well, Gaia, isn't there time now, from now to whenever Parliament sits, for, in fact, for activists, for stakeholders to make that point? You can, in fact, pressure government, this government, the Pakatan Harapan government, to ditch the law.
We hope so. And I think that is actually happening. And we can see that I think there's been a consciousness also in terms of what people's expectations are. And I think as soon as comments like this come out, there are public members of the public who already voiced their opposition. And I think that civil society is definitely mobilizing to make recommendations to the parliamentarians. And we hope that they will be open for engagement on things like this. It should not be done, you know, hastily. I think that this is also an opportunity for the new government to say, we are going to use a different approach and actually engage in a far more open and meaningful consultation process. So, you know, we're not saying that let's not talk about it, let us talk about it, but I think it should be a much more open and inclusive process.
Thank you so much. That was Gayathri Venkateswaran, assistant professor, in media and communications from University of Nottingham, Malaysia, sharing her insights on this new media landscape, hopefully with lots of media freedom going forward. After this, we're going to be looking at the role of the Attorney General in this new government. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.